José, please.
Good morning. Our CEO couldn't be here this morning. She would be making her presentation on Thursday. So I will use some of her slides for this morning. So I do apologize for those of you who will get the same information twice this week. Okay, I would like to present you a brief overview of the Desjardins Group, which is the first financial institution in the province of Quebec, of course. And, well, the first part, the top of the slide, is the cooperative institution, in fact. On the bottom of the slide, you have what those institutions own as other financial services, for instance, insurance companies. On the right side, you have Développement International Desjardins, DID, which is a small branch, our branch, which its purpose is to help share Desjardins' expertise in financial institutions, and especially with cooperatives. We are on the right side, in the middle, because we are not for profit. So, the financial institutions we help, we provide technical assistance for, are not part of the Desjardins Group. They don't have the label Desjardins. They each own their own label. Oops, I will go briefly over that. Okay. I hope I have the same conclusions. Desjardins really believes... I presented the Desjardins Group because it's important to stress, to focus on what we come from, where we come from, and so it influences the model we help to implement in with financial institutions in developing countries. So, of course, we believe in savings. It wasn't very popular over the years to be focused on savings. We believe it's a strength. Now, more and more, because of the Gates Foundation, we are talking more and more about savings. And we had a seminar with all of our 40 partners over the world in Lithuania last week. And our partners told us that they were able to go through the financial crisis because they were saving-based. So, by the way, we focus on cooperatives, but the DID also helps non-cooperatives institutions. We have two right now that are not cooperatives, as long as they are locally based, community based. Another belief that we have, it's about integrated networks. That's also why I presented the Desjardins Group. We believe in solidarity between the institutions, also between on having security funds, liquidity funds, those kinds of mechanisms that will help you grow and go through difficult times also. And most of all, we believe in strong financial institutions. We are focused on the long term. This doesn't have very much sex appeal either, because people want to have numbers on the board very quickly. They want to see impact. But we believe that on building on the long term, we will get greater impact over the years. For instance, we work in Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso was one of our first activities. And last year alone, without any marketing, they opened maybe one or two new branches, and they got an increase of 100,000 members in 1 year just by improving their own products. And we believe that because they have, well, strong financial institutions, that they are building on the long term, that they are well regulated, they have good inspection and auditing services, they have good MIS, they have well-trained employees, and then they are able to offer any kind of services targeting some clientele or another, and also have complete and diversified financial services for every need that people have. Okay. This is an example on the structure that we try to implement. As I said, Burkina Faso was one of our first activities. We started in Congo and in Burkina Faso, and we made some mistakes. It took us a long time to learn. So now we go faster, but it started in 1972 with the first co-op, and then we created the second tier and third tier organizations. So it took a lot of time, and after a while we realized that it was too much for a small country like that. So now they have two levels. They have a first level co-ops, and they have a federation. But now they got integrated regionally in West Africa with four other countries and five other networks. In 2002, they started the computerization, and just recently they started interconnectivity. Because internet now is getting better and better in Burkina Faso, so now they can have services between among themselves, which is new and which is a new good service for people because people need to be able to transfer money within the country, and it costs money and it's very risky sometimes also. So this is a new service that they were able to implement because they got computerized since 2002. Also, they improve with a specialized centers for micro entrepreneurs. As I mentioned, we don't target one clientele specifically. We believe that everybody excluded from banks needs financial services. So we offer services to everybody. But after a certain time, when the financial institution or the financial co-op is strong enough, it can offer specific products for specific clientele. So, for instance, in Burkina Faso, they had village banking. They started those services for micro-entrepreneurs because we were helping people to improve their financial situation, but they were not still strong enough to go to commercial banks. So we had to develop products so we could still be working with them. As I mentioned, it's now 700,000 members and serving more than 1 million families. And it started in a country which is Burkina Faso. And that's it. Just a little look on the countries we are working with. We started mostly in West Africa because for language reasons, and we are now working in those countries. Still, about 50% of our activities are in Africa overall. Like I mentioned, those are not financial institutions part of the Desjardins Group, but the ones we work with are partners who are members of an association that is called Proxfin. Those are the figures that they already have. Almost 2,000 cooperatives, but in fact it doesn't include the branches. And more we're trying to build new branches instead of cooperatives because training leaders takes a lot of time and efforts. And I won't be talking about those because I will keep it for Thursday. So maybe. Okay. I'm sorry. We'll stop with that. So keep something for Thursday. Thank you very much.